7 after the hour on the Doug Shepherd Good Day Friday program, January 17th, I believe. No, today's the 18th, right?
18th.
How in the world, Richie, could I make that mistake? Heavenly Days McGee.
You missed the whole day.
Call the authorities and turn him in. Well, I didn't miss the whole day. It is Friday, after all. They wouldn't miss Friday. We just had the wrong day. I was talking about Friday last year. It seems like only yesterday. It was January 17th, Friday of a year ago. Now, we're focused on what's going on today. Normally, Jennifer Horn is here, but Richie is here instead. Rich McFadden, as we do a little dance around some of the newsy items, some of the money stories that may be making news, relationship information.
Lots of sports stuff
gossip
today.
Gossip about sports. Yes. Before we get, well, actually, this is sports because it's sort of taken on a life of its own. This week, a Lance Armstrong interview with Oprah where he confesses to being what they call a doper. I don't know where that term originated. It doesn't seem to. I mean, when I was a kid in school, a dope was somebody who wasn't very smart. Now, doping comes from using dope. And how did dope start getting called dope in the first place?
The term dope was around back when you were in school.
Yeah, but it didn't refer to
doper. I don't know that was.
Well, you have a dope with somebody who, my father called me a dope. Once in a while.
the fond memories of me and Dad.
Ah, yes, exactly. All right, so anyway, Armstrong admits to Oprah that he uses or had used performance-enhancing drugs. He took testosterone. What man doesn't take testosterone? That was after his cancer treatment.
Yeah, but he was doing blood transfusions with them.
Right. Human growth hormone, a lot of stuff like that. All right, so here he explains to Oprah what specifically, I mean, we've heard all of that stuff. I'm sorry, no, let's do the other one, Richie, the one where he talked about fame and being restless. I don't really care what
reckless.
He said. I want to hear what his thought process was before, during, and after.
Let me ask this. David Walsh, reporter for the Sunday Times in London, says that your association with Ferrari immediately dialed up suspicion
the doping
on
doctor.
You. Looking back on that time, would you say that it was reckless for you to be involved and engaged with Ferrari?
From a public's perception standpoint, sure. Mm-hmm. But there were plenty of other reckless things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in fact, that would be a very good way to characterize that period of my life.
As reckless. Let's talk about that. What was going on with you? You know, you and I both know that fame just magnifies whoever you really are. So if you're a jerk, you're a bigger jerk. If you're humanitarian, you're a bigger humanitarian. So what was going on with you during that time, and what did fame, what did that do?
I think it, and I don't know if you pulled those two words out of the air, jerk and humanitarian.
Yeah.
I'd say I was both. And we saw both, and now we're seeing certainly more of the jerk part than the activist, the humanitarian, the philanthropist, mm-hmm. the leader of the foundation. We're seeing that now. I am flawed, deeply flawed.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all have our flaws, mm-hmm. but and if the magnifying glass is normally this big, I made it this big
mm-hmm.
because of my actions and because of my words and because of my attitude and my defiance. And I'm paying the price for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. You know, I deserve this. I don't look around and, hey, Oprah, hey, I am getting so screwed here. Are there days? Were there days early on when I said that? Absolutely. Those days are fewer and fewer and farther between. Listen, I deserve it.
What was, for you, the flaw or flaws that made you willing to risk it all?
I think this just ruthless desire to win. Win at all costs, truly. That serves me well on the bike. Served me well during the disease. But the level that it went to, for whatever reason, is a flaw. And then that defiance, that attitude, that arrogance. Mm-hmm. You cannot deny it. I mean, you watch that clip, that's an arrogant person. I look at that, I go, this guy, look at this arrogant prick. I say that today. It's not good.
All right. Arrogant. I got that on the air, but anyway.
Yeah.
It's a cable. You don't have to have as much scrutiny with cable. So what do people think about this? 888-302-3684. This is one of the big items of the week, not the month, if not the year so far, the Lance Armstrong thing. And as Richie noted a moment ago, what's going on in the world of sports seems to be taking over in a number of ways. There are clearly another 40, 45 sports talk radio stations around the country than there were last year at this time. And the focus on the Super Bowl, which is perhaps the most watched sports item, not here just in this country, but around the world, that's coming up. And the focus on football and helmets, all that kind of stuff. What I don't understand is this controversy about the linebacker from Notre Dame. His name is Manti Te'o. Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Facing a lot of questions after it was revealed the story of his dead girlfriend was a hoax. Man, I don't get this.
So,
this guy a nutcake or what?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. There's one of two things happening here. We, everybody watching this story.
Okay.
Did he make this up or was this a ruse put on him?
Well, but what's the difference? They're trying to find some dead girl that doesn't exist? Is that the...
He is claiming that basically somebody made this girl up. He thought she was real, talked to her on the phone, and texted and tweeted and everything back and forth with her. And then the joke was on him.
But why? What is this? Why would somebody want to pull a joke like this on this guy?
Because they're sick people. There's a
his friends.
What's the name of the show? Cat Shifting or something like that. There's a whole TV show based on people being fooled in fake online relationships.
Ah, great.
So what's it called, Michael?
Catfish.
Catfish.
Did Michael know
and, that? Yeah, there's a whole TV show. Of course Michael knows it. There's a whole TV show where the guy just goes up to people's doors and knocks on their door and lets them know that the relationship they've been in with for a year is fake.
Yeah.
That the person on the other end of the Twitter account or and the text messages and the phone is not a real person, or it's not who they think it was. And that's what this guy's claiming happened to him. Now, there's other theories out there that say he knew all along and just made it up. And then a bunch of the guys went out last night, and the one guy that was in the group had a conspiracy theory. He thinks that the guy may be gay and used this as a story to cover up his relationship.
With some guy?
With some guy.
Yeah.
Because there's a high school friend involved in this somehow who apparently made up the Twitter account.
You know, it's all this stuff. What do we make this? I saw Anderson Cooper talking about his being gay on his own program this week. I didn't actually see it, but somebody talked about it. What is the big deal about people being gay? Maybe in this circumstance, though, the denial of it, why would you deny it if that's what you're really all about? Why do people deny anything? Why did Lance Armstrong deny that he was on dope? I don't even like that term. He was on drugs, because that's what they were, or are. They're drugs. So, but again, I bring back around the focus of the conversation, in part, Richie, to the import and the impact of discussions that are taking place on the radio, on television, and in other circles from the world of sports. Pretty interesting. I think the reason for that, by the way, and maybe you would like to disagree or agree with me on it, the world of sport gets you out of the world, the so-called real world, and the real world is so distressing. The so-called big topics of the week that I do on the other program that's heard on many of these same stations, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, it's all pretty tough stuff. And people are just tired of it, worn out on it, and in part the news media responsible for their own demise, because when you go over to the world of sports, you're kind of getting away from news to sports.
I was listening to a conversation where these two girlfriends were able to sit there and watch ESPN for an hour last night with their boyfriend because they're so into this Manti Te'o story.
Yeah. For what reason? How does it affect you?
It's got drama.
Yeah,
it's got, you know, excitement. It's got mystery.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, thoughts to 888-302-DOUG or email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com. Here's something that is a fact. No makeup here. You can lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. You can do it. You can think it. You can go through it. It is possible. Probable. In fact, it's been clinically studied and proven that Axia 30 is the new frontier weight loss science because, hey gang, it works. Tra-la. You can try Axia 30 for a 12-week risk-free period by calling 800-525-8345. That's all you have to know. This is a product that's packed with anti-aging benefits. It's all natural, and it works. 30 pounds, 12 weeks, get it done. 800-525-8345. And when you call them up, ask about a risk, the risk-free program, guarantee, and a free bottle. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan. When you call 800-525-8345 now, lose the weight.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Chapstick it to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist, flavor fruity, oh so juicy, just give one to my friend Lucy, burst of berries, creamy rich, chapstick always on my lips, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy, luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers, grab one from the cough and cold aisle,
la 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 la, la la
chapstick, apply happy.
Last year I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't.
Pay and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Sports news sources are saying that Tiger Woods wants to remarry his ex-wife and may be willing to agree to a no cheating clause. Yeah, this special clause would be known as a wedding vow. I thought that kind of went with the deal. Did you know this is National Fresh Squeezed Juice Week? Did you know that?
No.
And in honor of this week, Oprah Winfrey tonight airs her interview with the world's most famous juicer, Lance Armstrong. There you go. It is a busy week for Lance Armstrong. Earlier tonight, he admitted to doping on Oprah Winfrey. Then he goes to Dr. Phil to figure out why he cheated. Then Dr. Oz to have his urine tested. It's a whole thing.
The president will be sworn in on Sunday by Chief Justice John Roberts. They have to do it on Sunday because legally it has to take place on January 20th. But I have a feeling most people will be too focused on football and Honey Boo Boo to watch any of the interviews. In general, more people claim they watch things like the presidential inauguration than actually do it.
Here's some political news. In a recent attack ad, the NRA claims that President Obama cares about his own children more than he cares about other children. In response, President Obama was like, yeah, that's how families work.
Nice.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, Kim and Kourtney Kardashian. Richie, we're on the Late Show with David Letterman.
Yeah.
And Letterman grilled Kim on her current marital status after joking, you married two guys, right? And Dave asked, you're still married to your former husband. When are you going to wrap that up? Kim said, well, I'm trying. I've been trying for 2 years. Since then, she went on to explain that her ex-husband, which is a guy named Chris Humphries,
the basketball player,
was suing her for fraud, claiming she only married him for the publicity. But sister Courtney had a good argument against Chris's claim, said Courtney, quote, I think if she was going to do it for publicity, she'd pick somebody that people knew.
Yeah. And she's right.
Funniest thing that I've
ever heard. Nobody knew Chris Humphries before, you know, Kim Kardashian.
Right. All right, so Ellen DeGeneres on her program yesterday laughed a little bit going back to Lance Armstrong for a moment.
Well, there's some big news in the world of cycling. Man, if I had a dime for every time I said that phrase. I assume y'all have heard about Lance Armstrong's confession. Yeah. This week he confessed to Oprah that he was using performance-enhancing drugs when he won the Tour de France. And I know what y'all are thinking, I thought Oprah was fired. No.
Uh-huh. That's a way of looking at it, I guess. Other daytime talk programs that we monitor here on the Good Day Show, Wendy Williams has a very interesting program. Here she talks about Lady Gaga wanting to buy Neverland for Michael Jackson's children.
According to The Sun, Gaga wants to buy Michael's Neverland ranch for his children. Isn't that nice? There were money problems with that Michael had, and eventually he had to sell the estate to an investor years ago. And his three children and his mother still own a small portion of Neverland. So Gaga supposedly wants to buy a share of the property until the kids' trust funds kick in, and then, you know, they can buy it back. But the other part of it that I didn't realize is that Gaga is reportedly obsessed with Michael. Yeah, this is where it gets scary, Jackson kids. Hold on, I'm going to tell you why. Okay, so reportedly she bought like 50 pieces of Michael Jackson memorabilia, and she loves, she's obsessed. So she's obsessed with Michael. The problem with that, Jacksons and Catherine, is that if Gaga buys a share, she might fake you out, and as soon as the paperwork is signed and the ink is dry, kick you out so that she can move in and continue to obsess. These things go on all the time, the faking out in show business. Why, remember when Michael and Paul McCartney became friends?
Oh,
and they did
yeah.
say, and Michael always told him, you're the best. As soon as he had Paul exactly where he wanted him, he bought the Beatles catalog from right under Paul.
He sure did.
He sure did, yep. That was a sticky substance attached to that. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. While seats are getting more and more cramped in economy, a number of airlines are upgrading the business class experience. The most common theme are business class seats that are truly flat, not at an angle. American Airlines now has them in their new Boeing 777s. The other perks on this aircraft are power outlets and USB jacks at every seat and in-flight Wi-Fi. Lufthansa rolled out their new fully flat seats, but they're using a different kind of layout. The 2x2 seats are in a V-shape, so you've got more distance from your neighbor. Meanwhile, Delta just renovated 16 of its old Boeing 747s, part of which includes re-engineering the business elite cabins with flatbed seats, a ton of personal space, and the all-important entertainment devices. And then there's Cathay Pacific, which launched new business class seats. But what people are really talking about is Cathay's new premium economy cabin. These seats are in their own cabin and have a full 38-inch pitch. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The hour now, the Doug Good Day program. Rich McFadden is here instead of Jennifer as we go through some of the news.
I know, she's cuter, and you know, she giggles more.
Speaking of cuter, it was Prince Harry. Prince Harry was named the most eligible bachelor.
Really?
This is something I got to say.
Yeah, he's got me there.
Later on, yeah, he does have you there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm finding, which is, this is the kind of stuff that people marvel at, and I guess for good reason. The story of Isabel Busath and Isabella Thordson. They are from Citrus Heights, Citrus Heights, California. They are cousins. One is 8, the other is 10. They had a spiral-bound notebook. They're like sisters. They spend pretty much their entire waking day with each other, and they came up with a rule book, a spiral bound notebook that had all the rules that they needed to abide by, and they left their book accidentally in a local Walmart store last week. And one of the people that worked in the store picked it up. But this thing, Richie, became such an internet sensation after the employee at Walmart contacted the media to try to find out who owned this little spiral-bound notebook. Has amazingly touching, sensitive things inside. The rules these girls live by that they keep in this book, including don't bite the dentist. And if you're going to wet your bed, wear a pull-up.
How old are they?
These girls are 8 and 10, and they are cousins.
That's funny.
Yeah, it really is. So, apparently, earlier in the week, Isabel's mom, Michelle, saw an article online about this book written by young children. And then she thought it was, she didn't think anything about it being her daughter. She thought that it was a new trend. And then when it appeared, she saw her daughter's name. She thought, oh, I guess my daughter's part of this. And then when she saw the article mention Don't Bite the Dentist, she realized this was the rules book that her daughter had lost. So
wow.
She emailed a local news station, and last night the two young girls were reunited with their rule book, and it's a testament to how viral this media,
yeah,
the new media is.
Yeah,
the rules book is very cute. Be safe. Listen. No screaming. No pushing. No talking in school. No talking back. Those are some of the rules in the book. And it's got a lot of children, actually, that were their age finding it and thinking, oh, this is very, I don't know that they use the term cool, but it is cool because a lot of children are looking at it. And this is the kind of stuff that youngsters need exposure to, frankly.
Have you heard speaking of viral, have you heard the story about two girls and a puppy?
I have.
Yes, I have.
Go ahead, tell us.
Okay, so the family that has five kids apparently lost their dog to cancer.
Right.
They live up in Canada. Mm-hmm. And the kids wanted a new dog, and the two of the sisters wanted a new dog. And the father said, I'll tell you what. And he gave him a challenge. He said, if you post a picture on Facebook and you get a million people to like it, we'll go ahead and get the new dog. Thinking he just wasn't ready for a new dog.
Yeah.
I'll throw something out there. It'll never happen, and we'll get the new dog in a year or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, and I saw this first. What's today? Friday. Yeah. I saw this first Wednesday.
Yeah.
It was posted Tuesday. I saw it probably 12 hours after it was posted because somebody, a friend of mine on Facebook, liked it. It had already well broken the million hits.
Really?
It's got to be at a couple of million right now. And the father was like, posting after they went to bed, I'm shocked. I am absolutely 100% shocked, but I guess I have to pay off now. So the girls are going to get their dog. But just two girls with a sign that says, Hi world, we want a puppy. Please like this page.
So why can't we do that? Why can't we have, I don't know.
Because
how many...
you're not 7 years old and cute holding a sign saying, I want a puppy.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Here's the first lady joining Twitter. First day, she gained 17,146 followers. At 1:25 yesterday, she joined Twitter.
Wow.
And between that time and now, 17,146. That may be a couple of hours old. You probably go to Twitter and see her there. The president likes to use, or at least the staff likes to use the social media for all kinds of things.
He's mastered it. He used it to win the first and second election.
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful, powerful tool for him.
It is, but we're all trying to figure it out one way or another.
Well, his people have it figured out.
So the Lindsay Lohan Daily Report we have when Jennifer's here, Daily Report on Lindsay Lohan. No secret that she's having financial problems.
Lindsay watch. Maybe she can get Lady Gaga to buy her Michael Jackson's house and she can stay there.
Well, she owes $300,000 to the government in back taxes. Owes her lawyer $300,000+.
I thought Charlie Sheen came to the rescue on the taxes.
Well, he paid the immediate. I think it was 12. Wasn't it 12,000?
It was like $100,000.
Okay. So now, reports this week, she has resorted to becoming a paid escort in order to get some cash. She's getting paid to go out with rich, older men,
says winning.
Her mother. She's also saying it's disgusting. But anyway.
Says the mother who sells herself.
Yeah, right, exactly. So there's the, whether you believe it or you don't believe it, it certainly is plausible. I've heard some stories from my son about parties that he'd been to in the past where she showed up.
Whew. Yeah, not nice.
No, not at all.
It's stories we can't talk about.
Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart are now finally off, Richie. I know you've been worried about this for a long time. Those are the two that star in the Twilight movie. They were dating and were lovebirds.
She
had a little fun with the director of Twilight. And then Pattinson got upset, then they got back together, and then this past weekend at the Golden Globe Awards, apparently, he said to her, let's cool it. We need to go back to being good friends. Maybe we can rebuild our trust and focus on each other afterwards, but right now it's time for us to focus on work. So, bye-bye. Is that important to you? Oh, it's important to. Let's see here. Oh, I was going to put this off because This is a good story for Jennifer. Prince Harry never be king, but he has earned the title that most men would love to have.
King of beers.
Town and Country magazine names him the world's top bachelor, beating George Clooney and Connor Kennedy, who people have forgotten by now. He dated Taylor Swift for a week or something. That's the this Taylor Swift, man.
She gets around, doesn't she?
She does, and people are trying.
She's got this girl next door look and attitude about her. Man, she dates more people than Hugh Hefner.
Tina Fey talked about Taylor Swift during the Golden Globes. Apparently, there's a story floating around that Michael J. Fox's son is in her eye. His son's name is Sam, and when Michael J. Fox was sort of confronted, asked about it, he says, "I don't keep up with it all. Taylor Swift writes songs about everybody she goes out with, right? What a way to build a career." Fox said if Sam ever brought Taylor home, he wouldn't know who she was anyway. So, and then there is the speculation about Taylor Swift that she's had a boob job. That is sensitive for me to refer to it. In Touch is speculating.
Yeah.
After looking at her at several of the award shows, she seems to have an enhanced bosom. So, and she didn't have a lot of figure there.
Michael J. Fox says Taylor Swift never ever needs to date my son. Yeah. Wow, Michael J. Fox's son is a spitting image of him.
Is he?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, folks, enough of that stuff. Or is it? More and more of our time on the air is being spent talking about sports things that are mostly gossipy and the things from the world of entertainment that are mostly gossipy. And we don't, at least, I'm not interested here in talking about the same political sort of stuff that other programs are focused on. But there are items. But I'm looking at the headlines today. The ABC News' most popular story is about a Subway footlong sandwiches only being 11 inches. That's the number one thing
I saw this,
on the ABC News website.
I saw, who was it? Jack Diamond, a local morning show host here in Washington.
11 inches instead of 12.
Posted that yesterday on Facebook. Somebody pulled out a tape measure.
Oh, my God.
And sure enough, the bun is only 11 inches long.
Yeah. All right, folks, I think it's time for us to get a class action suit. Those of us who like Subway, I only get a half a sandwich. Does that mean I'm getting 5.5 inches instead of 6?
That must be. Yeah, because they cut the 11-inch sub in half.
Cut in half. Okay, so it's time for a class action lawsuit against Subway for cheating us on their footlong.
Jared.
That's it.
Liar.
Yeah. And then here's the other thing that drives me nuts. Here's a headline that says nothing happened. A couple of jets touched each other at the airport in Miami, the second time it's happened in a couple of weeks. And the planes take off, nobody's hurt, nobody even knows it. But yet the news media gets a hold of it. Two planes collide in Miami! No damage, nobody hurt!
Nah, this is near collision.
Yeah.
Near catastrophe.
Yeah. That's why I don't do that stuff.
I'm so done with the news.
Unless we can have a little fun with it, that's probably it. Let's spend some time thinking about what's really good for you, shall we? One of the best products that I found this past year that continues to be a very important product for us to talk about, the Power Swabs. There are things that come with the family of products. When you order Power Swabs to clean up your teeth, this, by the way, is a clinically tested whitening system that actually does what it says it's going to do. Man, how about that? Remove stains from your teeth. You want white teeth? Then you call 800-865-7602. Call right now. Say 50%. Mention Doug Steffen, and you'll be well taken care of so that you can be on your way to getting whiter, better-looking teeth, on your way to a better job, on your way to better dates, on your way to feeling better about yourself. Don't you want that? Your teeth can be two shades whiter in as little as 5 minutes. 6 shades whiter in a week, Richie. And unlike the normal whiteners that are out there, Power Swabs work on all kinds of teeth. And it is safe. It's a coconut-based sort of detergent product that's all natural, and it cleans like a...
I want to try this.
800 800-865-7602. Get in line just like everybody else, Richard.
I'm sure, yeah.
800-865-7602. Remember, Doug Steffen saves you 50% on power swabs.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at OfficeMax. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, OfficeMax, and Ink Refill. Limit 2.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Thought it was interesting. Lindsay Lohan, by the way, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 11 and a half for the hour. Richie is here, Rich McFadden. Jennifer back on Monday. She went to had a big old. It's hard out here. I had to go to an event last night, and I didn't get back until, it was reasonably late, 8:30. That's 11:30 on the East Coast, and we got to get started here at 4 o'clock in the morning, so once in a while, our butts drag around a little, and Jennifer was out last night with somebody we do business with, and she knew she wasn't going to be in good shape, so it's okay. Richie's here. He's in fine shape.
No, I went out a little bit last night, too, but Jen doesn't get to go out much.
So anyway, Lindsay Lohan, after he presented her with a bill for $300,000, fired her lawyer. it's just one of those things. Jodie Foster's been in the news a lot this week. Because she said some things the Golden Globes, or there was speculation that she was going to retire. She says, no, I'm more into acting now than I ever have been. And then she, during the speech, said she wanted people to know something about her life. And she hadn't talked about it in public before. And then you know, what did she say?
She came out. Yeah. She said, I came out 20 years ago.
Yeah. 51 after.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Doug had to take the little doggy Charlotte out to let her take care of some business. But right now at this time on Good Day, we talk to our friend Shelley Palmer about what's going on in the world of technology. And today, Shelley says that Apple might have a challenge from Amazon. Let's see what he's got coming up here on Good Day.
Start off the new year for just a buck at Rent-A-Center. Now through February 2nd, everything in the store is just a dollar a day. Choose your favorite brand name appliances, laptops, tablets, computers, flat-screen TVs, and furniture, and pay just a dollar a day until February 2nd. There's never been a better time to try the brands and products you want most during the dollar a day sale at Rent-A-Center. $1 for each day through February 2nd, 2013 must be paid in advance. Regular rates apply thereafter. Offer good on new agreements only. See store for full details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, look out, Apple. Amazon is coming for your music. Yesterday, Amazon announced a newly designed web store for its MP3 branch made specifically for Safari on the iPhone and iPod Touch, which offers bestseller lists, personalized recommendations, and Amazon ratings. All the stuff you love from Amazon.com. By keeping purchases on the web rather than in an app, Amazon avoids Apple's 30% fee for in-app purchases. Thursday wasn't altogether bad for Apple's content, so don't shed a tear for them just yet. After bashing other publications 2 years ago for rushing to the iPad, Rolling Stone magazine has finally appeared on Apple's newsstand. Individual issues cost $5, while a yearly subscription is $20. What's cool and what Apple is super excited about is that issues offer direct links to the iTunes store for music written about and reviewed in the magazine. There's a little financial pick-me-up for Apple and its slipping stock prices. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or at ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Technology is our focus here on the Good Day program during this part of this hour. Doug with Rich here. I'm fascinated as I look around more and more at the impact that Facebook has on communication. And yet I'm going to a symposium the week after next, and the fellow who's running it claims Facebook is passé. Twitter will be passé, but yet, we used to talk about Yahoo all the time and AOL all the time, and apparently they're passé, although a lot of people still use AOL and Yahoo for lots of information. I certainly do. I use a lot of Yahoo information. But what is next? That's the question. I'm watching these trends more because it's sort of a self-defense mechanism. I need to know what's going on so that we can keep up with it here on the program.
Pinterest is popular. Instagram, the picture sharing sites
but it's
are popular.
It's not a real communication site, per se, right?
LinkedIn no, it's not a communication site. LinkedIn is for business.
Yeah.
And it's solid.
Yeah.
But I don't see Facebook going anywhere anytime soon.
No, I don't think it's going away, but these people say that there's something else, and you got to wonder who's got the brain to figure out the next technology.
Well,
who's going to come up with these are the concepts? I mean, now we're all familiar with liking. If you're on Facebook, you like it, that kind of stuff.
The big dilemma with Facebook is giving up too much information. So.
Right. Well, and that wasn't a worry when we were where our address was Yahoo or AOL. Yeah, that's true. It's 58 past the hour on Good Day.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
Why little Jimmy scored his first goal?
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check them, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.